أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. آية الأربعين من الآيات كما تصور الله أكبر وقويات غاية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الله سبحانه وتعالى أوردر إن هولي القرآن تو أوبي هيم أوبي هيز بروفيت سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم and obey those who are on authority. Those who are on authority has to be obeyed for our safety in dunya and akhirah, in this life and hereafter. It's very simple. People might say, oh, we are obedient, but we don't like what is going on. That this is not obedience. Obedience is to accept what Allah ordered you when He said, "Ati Allah," obey Allah. It means you have to obey all His commands, all His orders, the good, that the orders that you will be rewarded for, and the forbiddance you have to leave them behind. And he said, obey Prophet. Means you have to obey Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in everything he said. That is the real perfect obedience. And we know that no one can reach that level, but you can try your best. And Allah, as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everything according to the intention. If your intention is to do good and to be perfect, and he didn't, but still the intention is good. وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ and obey those who are on authority. Why we don't obey? What is the reason? Many people, they put for you the definitions, but in real life they tell you in different, when you study in universities or you study, you are in a think tank or you are in a place where you have to present a project, you have to put everything, what is good on that project and what are the obstacles, and you have to at the end of it put what? Solutions. What you are expecting to get. So if we don't have a solution for the sickness, for the problem, means the problem will keep existing and never change and never be eliminated, the problem. So people, we are all of us, say, oh, we are obeying Allah, we are obeying Prophet, and obeying the authority, and obeying those who knows more than us, because Allah said, وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ هُوَ الْقُرْآنَ above every knower there is a knower. Everyone say, I'm that one, which I am above everyone. Even a child, you try to say one word in front of him, he gives you a different answer, as if he knows and you don't know. That's why I have noticed our shuyukh, our masters, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, Sayyid Shaykh Abdullah al-Fadl Darsani, and our Sheikh, Shaykh Muhammad Nasir al-Haqqani. When you insist on your opinion, say, okay, that is good, what you are saying is good. Means I'm fed up with you. Do whatever you want to do. There is no way to advise, give you an advice you are not going to accept, because you already made your right opinion. So in any situation, that comes out, not two people can be on the same idea, on the same thinking, same way, impossible. One think is higher than the other, and the other one think is higher than that one, knows more. And no one submit and surrender to the other. So the wisdom of Prophet when he said, if you are three, put an ear, means teach yourself obedience, to obey. Although that ear might not be giving the right decisions, but train yourself for obedience. That's the big problem. So our problem is to find a solution for obedience is to see where is the problem, what is sickness. The sickness is that we do not like anyone's opinion. And from where that is coming? It's coming from the ego. It's coming from the an-nafs al-ammara bis-su. The evil.
Evil commanding.
Evil. Evil commanding ego or self. An-nafs al-ammara bis-su. The self that commands you to do something wrong. No one can say, I am out of that. Because Allah said that is on every person. An-nafs al-ammara bis-su. An-nafs al-ammara, an-nafs al-lawwama, an-nafs al-mutma'inna. First, there is the self that commands you to do something evil, might be evil to yourself, might be evil to the community by thinking you are the clever one and to take decision according to your wrong opinion. An-nafs al-lawwama, the ego that blame yourself that it is trying to put the blame that you did something wrong and go and repent. That is the higher level, second level. Third level, an-nafs al-mutma'inna, the one that is a peaceful one, that person went through his life with a lot of experiences from people, so now he in an age of submission, he doesn't anymore say to anyone, no, do what you want. I'm not interfering. Because who is going to listen? Sayyidina Adam, I did not listen. Satan came to him, whispered in his ear. He ate from the tree. Who is going to listen? Me and you? You like to listen? Huh? No one likes to listen, especially you. Who wants to listen? Wife doesn't listen to husband. Husband doesn't listen to wife and consult. Children doesn't listen to father and mother. Everyone fighting with everyone. Who's listening? No one. Why?
The answer.
فَعْلَمْ أَيُّهَا الْمَخْدُومُ الْمُكَرَّمُ أَنَّ النَّفْسَ الْأَمَّارَةَ الْإِنْسَانِيَّةَ مَجْبُولَةً عَلَى حُبِّ الْجَاهِ وَالرِّيَاسَةِ Finish. فَعْلَمْ أَيُّهَا الْمَخْدُومُ
No, O one who served.
Means, O my student, disciple, know that أن النفس الأمارة الإنسانية
that the human evil commanding self
that the human evil commanding ego or self مجبولة على حب الجاه it is molded with the love of fame and وَالْرِيَاسَةِ and the love of
leadership.
leadership. So you have to know that you yourself, that self, that ego, selfishness in every person, because he thinks he's higher than the other, yourself is being molded on two things. One, hubbul jah, love of fame. Everyone wants to be famous. And love of riyasa, hubbul riyasa, love of leadership. To be famous, than to be leader. So can you stop that? That is the poison. Can we stop that? If we can stop that, let us try. Everyone wants to be, even want to be have fame and leadership, even at his house. If he didn't find anyone on the street to be leader for him, to be a leader, he will do leadership in the house. Might be if he was not able to make leadership on his wife, or the wife on the husband, he might buy a cat or a dog and make leader on the cat and dog. Yeah. Or with his kids. Oh, don't open the TV. Open the TV. Now shut the TV, now open the TV. Don't play, what is it called, this?
PlayStation. Video games.
Video games, PlayStation. Stop PlayStation. Come and pray. Don't come and pray. Fast, don't fast. Want to be leader. That is Hubbul Riyasa and Hubbul Jah. Love of fame and love of leadership. This is, every one of you, of us, likes to be leader in his company. Is that? Yeah. When I'm going to be manager, every day he is thinking to become a manager. And when he becomes a manager, he will say, oh, how am I going to conspire against the CEO to pull his legs and pull him down? And I become the CEO. He's dreaming, like someone he's speaking about. I'm going to get eggs, and he put them in a basket, holding them on top of above his head, and he's thinking, and he has a stick. He walks with a stick. He's an old man. I have 25 eggs in that basket. I'm making a stick like that, happy. These 25 eggs are going to bring 25 chicks. These 25 chicks are going to be 25 chicken and rooster. These 25 chickens and rooster are going to lay eggs. Then these eggs are going to be chicken and roosters. I'm going bigger and bigger and bigger, then I'm going to have a big farm. Hooray! I'm going to bust it out of the sink. Nothing. Shaitan is praying. He said to Sayyidina Adam, oh Adam, listen to me. You know I am your faithful friend. Allah didn't want you to eat from that tree, because this is the tree of eternity. You will be living for life. You will be living forever. You ate from it. He said, can I believe you? Of course. I never conspired against you. I never betrayed you. You know me. I make sajda every place in the heavens. But I didn't make sajda to you, you know, because I cannot make to you. I make to Allah, but not to you. Similarly, like Wahhabis, they say, oh, we make sajda, we don't make shirk. Don't make intercession to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You make shirk. They are like shaitan. Same, similar mentality.
He said, I'm going to make sajda except to Allah. I cannot make sajda to you. But Allah ordered me to make sajda. He refused. So he whispered in his ear, Adam was happy, he ate from the tree. Come down on earth. As similar as breaking the whole eggs are gone. So what is the problem? Afghani? They are the two things that you mentioned? That the self is molded on? Hubbul jah wa hubbul riyasa, love of fame and love of leadership. That is our problem. Its only concern is to become the highest that man can become, to be the highest level, to reach the highest level. And it's tatamanna, wishes. It wishes that أن يكون الخلائق كلهم محتاجين إليها. That all servants of Allah, all the creation that Allah created, wishes that self, that evil self, that all of them to be in need for it. That everyone to be in need for that person. This is what they like. To be in need for that self, and وَمُنْقَادِينَ إِلَىٰ أَوَامِرِهَا وَنَوَاهِيهَا, and listening and obeying whatever it ordered them or prevent them of doing, that evil self. وَلَا تُرِيدُ أَن تَكُونَ هِيَ مُحْتَاجَةٌ إِلَىٰ الشَّيْءِ وَمَحْكُومَةٌ لِأَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. And that self does not accept anyone to govern it and to control it. It has to be free of everything. That's why today they are so proud of they say freedom. Freedom of what? Of everything. Freedom of what?
Follow your desire.
Complete desires they want. They want freedom. And they said, that's why they made what? Beaches. The nude beaches now. Complete liberalism. No limits, no boundaries. And we say, how we are winning? Well, you are winning. You are ruining the generations and generations that they are coming. You are ruining them by all kind of low desires, pleasurely desires, ruining the future, the hope of future, the hope of everyone, that new generation, children coming up, teaching them all kind of bad activities. How you want to control them? When your concern is your private part and thinking about that all the time, how you make it content and happy, even if you are president, finish, you fall down into that low ditch that Satan is opening for you. That's the problem. That's the poison. And all this comes because of the an-nafs al-ammara, the evil commanding self. Slowly, slowly, it tricks us. Some people, it tricks them 5%, some people 10%, some people 20%, some people up to 100%. Depends on the sincerity of that person and how much he accepts and how much he repents back. Some people, they never come to them to repent. They think they are doing everything normal. Normal, giving children 10 years of age or 11 years of age at the schools birth control tablets. That's normal. If we reach that level, what is left? We are speaking politics and wants to do countries, and our children are taking birth control at age of 10. So when that evil self does not accept anyone and wants everyone to respect it and to be above everyone, means أتدعي الألوهية.
Claims
it is claiming Godship, Lordship. It is claiming everything possible to make itself the highest point that everyone look and bow. This is what our ego, every one of us would like to be respected. And this comes from where? حب الرياسة, the love of leadership and love of fame comes from where? From very simple element in it. Arrogance and pride. التكبر والعجب.
Arrogance and pride.
Arrogance and pride. Two bad characteristics. Arrogance and pride. Show me one is not proud of himself. They are teaching us in school, saying, oh, be proud of yourself. Mommy, I'm proud of you. Daddy, I'm proud of you. You cannot say this word in a Middle Eastern culture. You can say it here, because here doesn't mean that I'm happy with you. In Middle Eastern culture, it gives you the complete opposite. I'm proud means I'm so... make you to be like a peacock, opening his feathers, or like a huge balloon, waiting for a needle to punch it and comes back, comes down completely. People reach the highest level. In 1 second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a disease on them, gone. They are not there anymore. So be like someone like Sayyidina Jalaluddin Rumi, sitting in his room and doing what is necessary to be done and teaching his student and building up himself, his family, his children, his student to be to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will and to Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's what needed, nothing else. So that evil self wants to be like lordship, to be lord, to be worshipped. Satan is, all the devils are worshipping Satan. So that self wants to be worshipped. So it wants to associate itself with Allah. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, أَخْوَفُ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَى أُمَّتِي الشِّرْكُ الْخَفِي. The most that I fear for my nation is the hidden shirk. You do something hidden. Hidden disbelief. Hidden associating yourself with your Lord. That's why you feel from yourself, you inside, that you are on the top level. Everyone wants to listen to you. وَقَدْ وَرَدَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الْقُدْسِيِّ عَادِي نَفْسَكَ فَإِنَّهَا إِذَا انْتَصَبَتْ لِمُعَادَاتِي عَادِي نَفْسَكَ فَإِنَّهَا انْتَصَبَتْ لِمُعَادَاتِي. Come against yourself. Because you must know that yourself stood up to come against me. Allah is saying. Allah is saying to a human being, come against yourself. And you have to know that yourself is stood up against me. Don't let yourself to stand against me. I will destroy you. I destroyed Fir'aun completely because he said, I am the one to be worshipped. I destroyed Namrud, the one that threw Sayyidina Ibrahim into fire and sent for him a small mosquito that ate his head. So don't come against me. In the other hadith, which I will conclude quickly, because time is running, hadith al-Qudsi, holy hadith came from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah is saying, you translate, al-kibriya'u rida'i.
Pride is my dress, my clothes.
Pride is my clock, my juba, rida'i. Wal-azamatu izari.
And majesty or grandeur is my izar.
Is that something that you cover you from belly and down?
My wrap.
Wal-azamatu izari.
And greatness or grandeur is my wrap.
فَمَنْ نَازَعَنِي فِي شَيْءٍ مِّنْهُمَا.
Whoever competes with me in anything in these two,
أَدْخَلْتُهُ فِي نَارِي وَلَا أُبَالِي.
I will let him enter my fire and I wouldn't care.
Means very, be careful. Kibriya is for Allah. Pride is for Allah only. Azama, arrogance, or grandeur is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't try to get it for yourself. Don't say, I am this and I am that. I am this and I am that. I can do this, I can do that. Say, if Allah wishes me to do this and do that, then I be able to do it. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will, I can do it. With Allah's support, I can do this. With Allah's support, I can do that. Don't say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Then you will never do anything. Because when you say, I want to do this, means your ego is telling you, you don't need anyone. You become your Lord by yourself, to yourself. You want everyone to worship you. But when you say, Ya Rabbi, you know better. I'm trying to do this, but with your help. It's finished. You kill shaitan there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy shaitan in ourselves.
Amen.
It is said, if you spend, yani from the, we said what are the solutions, but we'll summarize one of or two of these solutions. We'll give one example, and that example is, if you take a small measure, at that time they used to measure silver, or coin, or gold, or with a scale, but with a small measures. Even if you took the smallest measure possible you are thinking about, and you pay it as your zakat money, in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according what Shara' has ordered you to do, فَهُوَ أَنْفَعُ فِي تَخْرِيبِ النَّفْسِ. It is more beneficial to spend that small amount of money by Allah's command, means when He commanded you to pay 2.5% of your zakat money to poor people, and you pay that, is better for you than to spend thousands and thousands of golden coins in the way of what your ego asks for you to do. Because what Allah asks you is more difficult to do. What your ego is asking you is more easy to do. So it's saying that even if you go and say to your ego, I'm going to do this because Allah commanded this, for you is far more better and beneficial to destroy your ego when you do what Allah commanded you. not to do what yourself commanded you itself. وأداء ركعتي الفجر مع الجماعة التي هي سنة من السنن أفضل من قيام الليل. If you pray two rak'at in jama'ah, salatul fajr, is better even from staying all night up and going and praying fajr by yourself. Or some people, they stay all night up and before fajr, by half an hour, they get tired, they go to sleep. So even if you do that, to pray two rak'ahs fajr with jama'ah is better than spending all night waking up for nothing. So these are like medication, tablets, to take that power of the ego, control of the evil ego that commanding you. These pills that is being described through these two examples. There are many examples on that. But these two examples are enough for us to understand that anything that Allah ordered us to do are more beneficial, and Prophet ordered us to do are more beneficial to us than what our ego is ordering us to do. May Allah forgive us, and may Allah give us from the best of this night. حرمة الحبيب حرمة الفاتح.